Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
EG Sites.
Francisco Landin here.
We're back doing shorts again. How we fix it. Space Jam.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Space Jam. This is our first 90s How You Fix It.
That's right. Yeah. We're out of the 80s. We're into the 90s. And what could be more 90s than one Air, MJ, his airness, Nike man, Jordan. Hitler mustache dunking on people.
Yep.
And
I mean, he didn't. To be fair, he didn't Hitler mustache until like 2012.
That was later. Yeah, that was true.
He waited till like the 2010s to be like, you know what? Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody can bring it back, it's me.
Yep.
And America was like, yeah, that's true.
That's true. Yeah, we're okay with you having it.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody else, though.
And then I tried to grow one, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're white supremacist.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have a Hitler mustache.
Granted, I was also wearing that Nazi shirt at the time, but...
Yeah, but it was a joke. It was a lark.
Yeah,
it was a lark.
It was a lark. Yeah. I was trying to point out something ironic about society, and... I don't know.
And also get some laughs.
Yeah. Get some laughs out of Nazis.
Turns out the office did not care for that.
Just like the producers and all the, you know, the great great dictator. You know, all the classic Nazi comedies.
Yeah. How come old Jewish comedic writers can do it, but you can't?
I know. Seems unfair. Why me, a half German man.
A tall half German white man.
Half white, a white German man with no Jewish or,
Also, you don't even look like Hitler. So what's the controversy?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm way taller, first of all.
You're taller and you're whiter.
Yeah. I got blue eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So, Hitler didn't have blue eyes.
He didn't have blue eyes.
All right. So let's fix a Space Jam. First of all, so... Wayne Knight has second billing in this movie.
Of course he did. He's Wayne Knight.
Behind fucking Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, you put Jordan first, but then the biggest star in the movie is clearly Wayne Knight. I mean, who else would it be?
Yeah,
who else
exactly.
is in this movie besides Wayne Knight?
It's not Bugs Bunny, that's for sure.
Oh!
Yeah. It's also, it must be a kick in the teeth to the guy that does the voice to Bugs Bunny in this
that
movie.
That Bugs Bunny is credited before him.
Wayne Knight got second billing, but not the voice of Bugs Bunny.
Right.
Like, it should have been.
Well, and it doesn't even, I mean, he's not even on the poster. It says Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, it's a character whose
and he's
voice
like,
is doing.
Yeah,
I wonder if this was one of those movies
I'm
where
that guy, though.
All the guys that did the voices were like, all right, shit's got to change, man. Yeah. Like, we're working really hard and we're not even getting a fucking name in this. Like, nobody knows who we are.
No.
Let's move Wayne Knight up this and let's take Jordan clean out.
Jordan out. Yeah. No one likes Jordan.
No, Jordan's clean out. This is now a basketball movie about Newman from
Seinfeld.
Wayne
Knight, 400 pounds, 5'4".
Like, before he got, for a minute he got yoked, before he got yoked.
Yeah, no, this is chubby.
On his way to a heart attack, Wayne Knight.
Glasses wearing.
Yeah, 5'4", like you said, he's super stubby. Yeah.
As wide as he is tall.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's only known as being the dick on Seinfeld,
right?
And also the dick on Jurassic Park,
sure.
And the dick on probably everything else. He kind of
probably
played. Like the annoying dick.
Yeah, he's kind of an annoying guy.
But now, he has to play basketball.
He's got that wide frame, so you know he's dominating in the post.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just putting his body on people, blowing them out of the way, hitting that sky hook.
He's just crazy out of breath the whole time.
Cannot run on the fast break.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Or could it be like a Teen Wolf situation?
Does he turn into Jordan? Right.
Damn.
Yeah, what if...
What if Wayne Knight has to play basketball to save the world, but inherits, like, Shazam style,
Jordan.
The power of Jordan.
Yeah. If he can't control it at first, it's only,
he
like,
says the magic
times.
Word, which is obviously Nike.
Nike, yeah.
Because
yeah.
this is very heavily sponsored.
Yep, exactly. Nike, a limited liability. Like, all rights reserved.
TM, TM, TM.
Yeah. Nike, TM. Yeah.
Nike, and then he becomes
Pepsi.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he becomes Michael Jordan.
Do we do a very awkward him and blackface in between, like Wolfman style transformation?
Oh, what about like a full American Werewolf in London?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like they have to build prosthetics where he's turning into
it. A large black man's hand coming out of his hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like ripping through his hand. It's really painful looking.
It's really like disgusting and like brutal.
A bald Michael Jordan head
just
like
popping
pushing out of
head.
His head.
Oh,
yeah. And like kind of
really
ripping
cool.
through him.
Yeah.
That would be. And it, we get like Tom Nicotero or like Tom Savini, the special effects wizards to do like the special effects stuff. It's all. There's no CGI, which
no,
so,
no,
you know,
this
space
is
was,
yeah,
because it was at a time when it was terrible CGI. So
yeah,
it's all like prosthetics,
practical
and stuff.
Practical effects. Yes,
we get one really crazy solid, very detailed Michael Jordan ripping out of my Wayne Knight's body scene.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then after that, it's a lot of like him screaming in the other room in pain while Bugs Bunny's got to be like, ah, Jesus Christ, man.
See, now
the
I feel
things
like
these guys got to go gotta through.
Got to go through, right. Now I feel like it's less, it doesn't really fit in the Looney Tune world necessarily. But maybe if we get like, I don't know, like Fritz the Cat.
Oh, yeah. So we get like more adult.
Yeah. Some like R. Crumb or some Ralph Bakshi.
Yeah, some Ralph Bakshi style.
Yeah.
Even at this point, it's 90s. So John Kay from like Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah,
or,
even that.
Or obviously like fucking Beavis and Butthead and stuff. And
or like, even if you get like Todd McFarlane. This is Todd McFarlane's day right now. Like 95, 94.
Yeah, yeah. Todd McFarlane. Yeah, you're right. It was.
So if he gets some like crazy demon motherfuckers they got to play against.
Yeah, you get some like Spawn level of
evil clown, evil John Leguizamo clowns.
Weird. Yeah, John Leguizamo clown. Yeah, it's a series. No, Wayne Knight is up against a crazy Todd McFarlane villains,
and they're just like ripping dudes apart. But then he has to become Michael Jordan and dunk on them very hard with a basketball.
Oh my god, this movie's fucking great. And then Michael Jordan has to rip out of his body.
That's right.
Yeah, to dunk on him. Also, Bill Murray shows up.
Bill Murray shows up probably with like two machetes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And just has to like chop up some demons.
But we don't have Looney Tunes in this no more, right? It's all Fritz the Cat.
Yeah.
So
it's
he's
all
just
like
banging chicks.
Oh yeah, that's what that was the other thing I was going to say.
Just banging female
a lot
crows.
More tits, right? Yeah. Way more tits.
Way more weird fucking female foxes and stuff with giant tits.
Yeah, just like making furries left and right.
Yeah, now it's happening. It's also happening in New York now, like in the weird fucking underground.
Oh yeah, this is like 1970s, like dirty New York.
Yeah. Taxi driver New York. Ugh, yeah, like just fucking dirty pimps and drug dealers and gangs and shit. New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, Wayne Knight's got his work cut out for him.
He's got his work cut out of him. Luckily, he. He can become Michael Jordan.
Yeah, which is what we all wanted all the time.
I mean, there was a whole ad. It was called Be Like Mike. Like, we all wanted to be him.
Yeah, that's right. I do think, like, I would, me personally, I would succumb to the pain of a giant,
just to become Michael
Jordan? 7 foot tall Michael Jordan ripping out of my body.
Yeah.
Just to be Michael Jordan sometimes.
I mean, 6 foot six, they said at the beginning of every game.
But still. Yeah. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
That's still, I mean, to me, 6 foot six and seven, it's the same
it's
shit
the same,
to me.
It's might as well. Yeah, sure.
He's just a fucking tower of a person.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Wayne
I think
Knight.
We fixed it. I think we did.
Yeah. Just keep it Wayne Knight heavy, man. I think, because he brings the chops. Also, you got to bring Danny DeVito in to do all the voices.
Of course. Yeah.
You know what? I'm really surprised
that he's a perfect like scumbag like Ralph Bakshi character.
Yes, I was about to say that. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't do more like adult animated stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, he wasn't the voice in Cool World. He should have been voice.
He
should
have 100% been the voice in Cool World. Why isn't he not on like three Adult Swim shows?
Yeah, that's
why did
true.
He not ever interact with Master Shake?
Yeah, he was just Homer Simpson's brother.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we fixed this.
We definitely fixed it.
You don't have to watch the new one anymore. From what I've heard, it's not that good.
And it definitely doesn't have like tits or demons or
Wayne Knight, skunk.
Wayne Knight getting ripped apart by his transformation into
ripped
Michael Jordan.
6 foot six Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would pay for that shit to see that.
All right. So if you like this, you'll probably like more of our nonsense. We're Blockbuster Nostalgia. We are everywhere podcasts are. Subscribe, like, tell your friends. Bye-bye.
We love you.